This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Neil.
In today's programme, we're talking about... what are we talking about today, Neil?
Well, I've made a big decision today, Feifei. Everybody has a mobile phone, and I'm not like everybody. I'm an individual, so I've decided to get rid of my phone.
But everyone in this country's got a phone.
That's just the point. I've got this report from Ofcom, the UK telecoms regulator, that says that 92% of UK adults now own a mobile phone.
Apart from you.
Apart from me.
Oh, but that's just you being special. Anyway, more and more people are now actually buying mobile phones, not just in the UK, but across the world.
That's true, and manufacturers are always designing better handsets so that they can sell more and more and increase their profits.
Yes, like new smartphones that allow you to surf the internet and make phone calls. But companies have to keep up with the latest technology to survive.
True, otherwise you might hear this kind of report in the news.
It's been a bad year for the company, although it started well with an unexpected rise in sales of their new phone. In fact, sales rose in the first quarter and peaked in March, with over 10,000 being sold. But following the launch of a rival's new smartphone, sales declined steadily. It decided to cut its prices in June, which caused a boost in sales, but they then fluctuated and finally leveled off in September. Since then, it's selling only around 1,000 handsets a month.
So, an interesting year for this phone company. Did you get all of that?
Well, I was trying to follow what happened. There was a lot of going up and down.
Oh, hang on. What's that? Oh, hang on a minute. It's the phone.
What?
Hello? Yes? Yeah? Hi, Betty. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Is that Business Betty?
Yeah, she's stuck outside and she wants me to let her in. Come on in.
Yeah, but before we carry on, I thought you just said you haven't got a phone.
Yeah, I don't have one, but, just for emergencies.
But that's still a phone.
Well, you need one for an emergency.
Hello, Business Betty.
You're just in time.
Oh, just in time. Good, good. Now, what can I help you with today?
Can you go over some useful language for describing sales in business?
I'd be delighted. So, to start with, when you're talking about sales, you need to give a general overview. You could say, the situation is good.
The situation is good.
And then to explain the situation, you can say, we can see from the sales figures that...
We can see from the sales figures that...
Or, as the graph shows...
As the graph shows...
Next, you need some key vocabulary to describe sales figures, Feifei. There are lots of words you can use to say that sales have gone up. We can say increased.
Increased. Sales increased in January.
Rise.
Rise. There was a large rise in sales in February.
Or the past tense of rise, rose.
Rose. Sales rose last year.
If things changed a lot and went up and down, you can say they fluctuated.
Fluctuated. Sales fluctuated for 2 months.
And when sales reach their highest point, you can say they have peaked.
Peaked. Sales peaked in December.
That's right. And when sales remain steady and don't change, they're level or have levelled.
Level or levelled. Sales finally levelled in September.
Thanks, Betty. All very useful. But what happens when a company's sales are very bad?
Then you might say that sales have declined or dropped.
Sales have declined or sales have dropped. Now, that's not good news. But you've been brilliant. Thanks, Betty.
You're welcome. Bye for now, then.
Bye.
I think things are a lot clearer now.
Yes, crystal clear. So do you know what that means?
Time for me to be the boss in the role play.
I'll be the boss.
Again?
Yes, again. And you need to come to me and tell me about our sales figures. They better be good.
Role play.
Come in.
Hello, Feifei. I've got those sales figures you asked for.
Great. Please give me the details.
Well, this graph here shows the monthly sales of mobile phones for last year. We can see that sales of mobile phones declined steadily in January, but then increased here in February.
So they're on the rise.
Yes, but they fluctuated considerably in July and August, reaching a peak of 6,200 per month in September.
So that was our biggest month for sales?
Actually, no. Sales levelled off in October through to November. But by December, there was a large rise, as you can see on this graph.
A large rise. Excellent. Bonuses all around.
Hooray!
Play.
Were you happy with the sales figures, Feifei?
Of course. A large rise in sales at the end of the year is brilliant.
So, about the bonus you mentioned, when will I get that?
Neil, it was just a role play.
No, but you said I'd get a bonus, so...
That's all we've got time for today. Say goodbye.
Bye.